In the morning. Fourth one.
Arlene is over there.
Hello, morning.
Specialist subject Pinot Grigio, $5.99 to $8.99.
$4.99 to $8.99.
Sorry, my bad. Marty's over there. Hello.
Hello, morning.
Specialist subject on Mastermind would be only fools and horses. For example, what was the name of Rodney's pal that always wore the hat?
Oh, that is Mickey Pierce.
Good call, you see. And mine would be, weirdly, phone dial codes for cities and towns in the UK. I just remember them for some reason. But that's nothing compared to Michelle from Christopher. And what do you say, Michelle?
Car registration numbers. Yeah, so you know like how Scottish number plates begin with A, but then the next digit, like A to E, is Glasgow registered, or F onwards is from Edinburgh to M, and then Inverness is like Y and all the rest of it.
I did not know that. You've taught us something today.
Yeah, no. How do you know that, though?
I don't know. I think it's from my dad. Same thing with phone numbers. Like, I'm area codes as well, but he always taught me how to read a car registration number. So even, like, a Y is Yorkshire, M is from Manchester. It goes on and on and on. It's odd.
So there you go, you've learned something today, that the car registration isn't just random numbers and digits. It kind of identifies where the car is from in the UK, what year it was made and registered as well. And that's very, very interesting.
Very interesting.
Not really.
Right, now, Michelle, we're going to test you. Marty's already Googled a question.
Yes.
And so let's test your knowledge on car registrations.
So, the letter D, what area is that for?
That's Deeside, so like Cheshire, Wirral, Merseyside sort of area.
She's correct.
That's
I know, it's terrible!
Oh, so
no! You must be an absolute screamer at a dinner party.
Michelle, can I ask what you do for a living?
Oh no, it's even worse.
What do you do?
I'm a head of health and safety, so everyone always has a joke because then I'm the head of health and safety. So that's another boring topic for conversation. Everyone likes to ask me.
You know she's
risk assessment.
You know she's good at her job, though, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you married, Michelle?
I'm actually getting married in 3 weeks.
That poor lad.
Hello.
There's still time.
Wait till you see all the red tape at the wedding.
He's had to sign a 15-page document.
Listing your risk assessment.
Listing where his cars come from and everything. Oh, Michelle, we'll wish you the very best luck for that. All right, darling.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Jason is in Livingston. What are you saying, Jace?
I was here for the geek thing.
Yes. We can tell. Okay. So what's the thing that you've got a specialist subject on?
Intel processors after 2010.
Wow.
Oh.
Intel processors from after 2010.
Okay, so what kind of things do you know about Intel processors?
LJ slots, frequencies.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he could be right. We've got no way of checking.
Do you work in computers?
No, I'm a student.
That's the future, isn't it? Computers.
We'd love to test you on it, but we're completely fake and have no idea. So,
If I give you the make and model of my laptop, would you be able to decipher what kind of Intel processor it has inside?
Probably.
All right, Marty, what's your computer?
So my laptop in front of me in the studio is an HP EliteBook 8470P.
So what kind of processor's that got then, mate?
What year is it from?
2014.
Okay, so that would have, I believe, a Skylake processor. So that must be the i5-5200U.
He's right.
Get off! That's unbelievable!
Intel Core i5, it's got the sticker on the front.
Oh, wow!
Oh, man. Listen, that is impressive stuff. Thank you for phoning.
No problem.
Why are these intelligent people listening to this rubbish? Chris in Kirkcaldy, what are you saying, Chris?
Yeah, I used to be in the fire service and I had to learn the phonetic alphabet.
An encyclopedic knowledge of phonetic alphabet.
Yeah.
So, for example, what is a V?
Vector.
Yeah.
I could probably beat him on that, though, because I know my phonetic alphabet.
All right, here we go. Chris versus Arlene at phonetic alphabets. I'll shout out a letter and you've got to tell me the corresponding word from the phonetic alphabet. Why?
Whiskey.
Yankee.
You didn't even get the right...
Oh, sorry, is that Y? About W?
Chris, I think it's safe to say that you win this competition.
Well done, Chris.
Well done, Chris.
can she say it all fast? All alphabet.
Right, go on then, Arlene, from the start.
Oh, no, I couldn't say it fast.
Right, go quick, Chris.
Right, alphabet, Charlie, Delta, Echo.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Chris.